Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 6, 2021. Darkness, a great salvation. Prophets, Joshua 24:7, and they cried to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon him, and it covered him. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And you sojourned in the wilderness many days. Darkness is really great salvation because the people of Israel had no strength to escape from Egypt. Only the darkness that the Creator created in Egypt gave them the opportunity to quietly escape from the Egyptians. Now as well, it is pushing a person as much as possible to exit egoism, Egypt, so that he will try to escape out of it by any means. Question: why are we shown the power of the Creator by the fact that he brings the sea upon the Egyptians, and they are drowning in it? Answer: the Torah speaks of a person who is fighting to rise above his egoism. The fact that the Egyptians, egoistic desires, perish in the sea, demonstrates to him that this is possible. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 6, 2021. What is Kabbalah based on? Comment: there are many methods to achieve the goal. Psychology is observation as well as self-observation, laboratory studies, surveys, conversations, and so on. However, in principle, all this may be biased because we are within our egoistic nature and do not go beyond it. My response: I cannot connect a person to some kind of device. After all, only a device, that is, something that exists outside of us, can give an objective assessment of a person's condition and his reaction. And we do not have this. In addition, not only the subjects, but also those who read the results of the devices are within their egoistic qualities. Question: how does Kabbalah examine reality so that it can be considered objective? Answer: Kabbalah gives us a very interesting opportunity that allows us to explore our qualities relative to opposite qualities, egoism versus true altruism, when we go beyond the ego and attain the quality of bestowal, love, and connection. Then within ourselves we build a certain system of two opposite states and can exist in them and between them in the middle state. Psychology, however, measures everything very clearly, but only within the framework of egoistic nature without going beyond it. Therefore it is impossible to say exactly where we are. From CabTV's Spiritual States, October 15, 2021. A person cannot advance alone. Question: what would you recommend to people who want to study Kabbalah alone, to read the sources? Answer: nothing. If they want, they can study, but soon they will come to the conclusion that their studies give them only mental development but do not develop their feelings. Correct development can only be according to the recommendation of Kabbalists, that is, only in a group. It is written about this both in the Torah and in all the sources. We should take an example from the way the main group of Abraham was created in ancient Babylon and then 2,000 years ago the group of Rabbi Shimon in Galilee, in Israel. Anywhere in the world, if a student succeeds, it is only because he is in the correct environment. You should think as much as possible about the way to advance each other and understand that you can only act as a pushing part and your soul is all the other friends. You are Malkut and your friends are the first nine Sephirot. It is impossible to advance alone because you have to get out of your egoistic nature, and this can only be done through correct practical work. From CabTV's video conference. The structure of the worlds, the seal and the imprint. There is no difference between them, but only a difference of degree perceived in the substance of the elements of reality in each and every world. The substance of the elements of reality in the first, uppermost world, is finer than in all the ones below it. And the substance of the elements of reality in the second world is thicker than in the first world, but finer than all that is of a lower degree. This continues similarly down to this world before us, whose substance of the elements of its reality is coarser and darker than in all the worlds preceding it. However, the shapes and elements of reality and all their occurrences come unchanged and equal in every world, both in quantity and quality. Balhasulam, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah question, what is a fine world? Answer, it is a world in which we use the desire with the intention of in order to bestow. This is actually what makes it fine. They compared it to the conduct of a seal and its imprint. All the shapes in the seal are perfectly transferred in every detail and intricacy to its imprinted object. So it is with the worlds, each lower world is an imprint of the world above it. Hence, all the forms in the higher world are meticulously copied, in both quantity and quality, to the lower world. This is how everything takes place. The world of Ein Sof and the world of Adam Kadmon are called Keter, the world of Atzilut is called Hochma, the world Beria is called Bina, the world of Yetzirah is called Zir and Pin, and the world of Asiya, which also includes our world, is called Malkhut. This is the structure of the whole creation. If we look at one of the worlds, let's say Bina, it is also made of Keter, Hochma, Bina, Zir and Pin, and Malkhut, and so on. This means that the structure must always be made of 5 or 10 parts. Later we will see that it is the same thing. The whole creation starting from the world of Ein Sof all the way to our world includes 10 sephirot, no more no less. Every particle in it is also made of 10 sephirot and is similar in its structure to all the worlds. If we assume that the universe is built in the form of an atom and is made of these atoms, we can imagine what a root and a branch are. It all descends into our world and everything that we see before us are the branches of what is above our world, according to the hierarchy of the spiritual attributes, which in the spiritual world are called roots. From KAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah October 6, 2019.